Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. 630 says, okay, John, after putting down my Cubs, now you and Kevin are going to turn our plans upside down. You're kidding me. No. I'm fine with a plan. I love my Cubbies. I'm just saying I'm not excited about them right now. Okay. We'll move on from that topic. Let's talk about exploring Minnesota. And for that, we have Lauren Bennett McGinty, who is the State Tourism Director of Explore Minnesota. Thanks for coming on the program, Lauren.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
There's nothing like up north or whatever you want to call it, Minnesota. I think about as a kid, we'd go fishing a lot up in northern Minnesota, and it brings back so many happy memories. And summertime's great, but it's more than just the land of 10,000 lakes, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we, of course, have our lakes, our beaches, but we also have tons of outdoor recreation options. And then, of course, we have the Twin Cities, the Mall of America, lots of great shopping, nightlife. And we just had a restaurant, Awamni, win a James Beard Award.
Ooh,
so we've got a lot going on up there.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think it's obviously not a 1 hour or a 2 hour drive, but it's still, I mean, you're getting there in a tank of gas, right, from Chicago.
Absolutely. I just came in yesterday in my car, and it was a pretty quick trip. And if you want to take a flight, that's an hour.
Yes.
So quick either way.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Is it about, what do you recommend for people in Minnesota? Like one chunk at a time, maybe do Minneapolis, St. Paul as one visit, explore a different region, or does it, I guess, depend on your taste and what you want to do?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to spend a couple days in Minnesota, you know, I would always kind of chunk out your visit. Maybe it's Minneapolis, St. Paul. Maybe you go a little further out. It's easy to get to places. If you want to stay for a few more days, you know, 5 to 7, we have tons of options in greater Minnesota, whether it's going up to the Boundary Waters to see the beautiful night sky and the dark sky designated Voyageurs National Park, or heading to the southwest part of the state where we have a national wildlife refuge. You can see some buffalo, go hiking in the prairies. So we have a ton of different options outside of the Twin Cities.
Wait, buffalo?
Buffalo.
In Minnesota, out in the wild, or sort of?
At a wildlife refuge.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
Yeah.
That's wild enough.
We have moose out in the wild, though, if you just saw that viral video.
Oh, yeah. Wait, which one? I feel like there's always a moose in a viral video.
Well, sure. People capturing it. But yeah, no, I mean, we have tons of wildlife out in the wild and or contained in refuges. But there's just a lot of great options. And I think, you know, whatever your trip is, whether it's with your family or it's with your partner, we have something for everyone.
Yeah. Are you all still the nicest people on earth up in Minnesota?
Well, you tell me.
Yeah. I'd say so. Every time I go, I am kind of blown away. Let's talk about those lakes, though, because, boy, I just have the itch, as a lot of people do in the summer. You know, we grew up and our dads and our moms, they took us fishing. We did the water skiing. We did that. There is just no shortage of options. And really, I imagine it's statewide.
It is statewide. Whether you're in the Twin Cities, which actually has the chain of lakes in Minneapolis, and there's several other lakes and parks in St. Paul, and we always rate top on number of parks in the metro urban areas. But we also have, you know, some of the biggest lakes in the country up north, which is really great. And then, of course, we're on the border of Lake Superior up in Duluth, and that's a really beautiful spot. And you can't see beyond the horizon, which is really special. And we have some Great Lakes cruises that are coming into that area coming up this year as well. So there's just a ton of ways to kind of catch your perfect lake, whether it's on a boat or on a beach.
We'd go fishing in Ontario. We'd have to drive. We'd pass through Superior, Wisconsin, and then we'd start going down the hill. We'd watch the temperature in the car go from 95 down to 68 degrees over that gorgeous bridge that drove into Duluth. Then you go straight up the hill on this gorgeous outlook over Lake Superior. I'm very, Duluth holds like a special place in my heart, not only because it meant we were a lot closer to the end of the drive as a kid when you spent a long time in the car. As an adult, though, we went back to Duluth and stopped along Lake Superior at a brewery. There's great restaurants. I know there's way more than Duluth in Minnesota, but I'm just stuck on it because it is one of those cool industrial towns that has really found a way to reinvent itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, what's really special, I always think of Duluth as kind of being this really unique place in the country. I kind of sometimes call it the California of the Midwest because it's got the shoreline. People go surfing even in the winter if there's big waves, and there's lots to do. But that's kind of my favorite thing about Minnesota is all of our small towns have a ton going on. So it's a great time to visit in the summer especially.
Yeah, it does have that feel when you go through some of those small towns, that Main Street feel. You can really get lost in Minnesota exploring new places, can't you?
You definitely can.
What do you got going on this weekend? I mean, there might be people sitting here listening saying, I didn't really make plans, last minute stuff. Minnesota, am I going to be able to get up there and find something to do this weekend? I'm sure they can.
They can definitely come up this weekend, or we brought Minnesota to Chicago.
Oh, hey.
We decided to come to one of your lakes down here and show off everything we have to offer. So we'll be in Maggie Daly Park this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and we are going to be having people travel through this really cool pop-up that we made that has video and kind of an interactive, immersive experience for people to visit Minnesota right here in Chicago.
And there's some giveaways, too, or imagine chances to sign up for some stuff?
Yes. So if you come, you can sign up to win a dream vacation to Minnesota, and that includes, of course, an airfare voucher, some gift certificates to Mall of America, one of everybody's favorite spots to stop in Minnesota. And then we're also going to be giving away some custom-made Sanborn canoe paddles. And Sanborn is out of Minnesota, and they're really beautiful. They're going to be on display at the park, so you can sign up to win one of those as well.
I imagine that the recreation that we talked about, not only with the lakes, but whether it is amazing biking trails or it is getting out of the lakes and powering the boats or the canoes or the kayaks yourself, a lot of people are so into those sports right now, or maybe they're looking to get into it. I imagine there's a bunch of places that for first-timers or for forever-timers to try out some of those sports, too.
Yeah, we had tons of people come to Minnesota during the pandemic and really kind of discover all we have to offer. And with that, all of those towns that saw that huge boom were able to invest in some options for rentals and getting all those newcomers out and trying things for the first time. So whether it's your first time or your 100th time, we have options for you to get out there and experience it.
You mentioned the dark sky. I want to harp on that. You said it was at Voyageurs Park. Did I get that right?
Yes, Voyageurs National Park, as well as the Boundary Waters Canoe Area and Wilderness. So,
and I know it's impossible to describe. We are so, you know, I hope people that are listening now have gotten a chance. I love our city here. But when you look up at a starry night, it's a little dimmer. It's not quite as bright. And when you get a chance to go to the great up north, whatever you want to call it, the Boundary Waters up there, it is a vastly different experience when you look up at night. It's kind of life-changing.
It really is. And, you know, the stars are so much brighter, and you get to just maybe put your phone away, turn it off, and experience the night sky. Sometimes you get to see the northern lights up in northern Minnesota, yeah, which is also a wonderful experience. So just this kind of sanctuary outside of your everyday hustle and bustle of a big city.
It's a great place to explore, a big state to explore. Lots of great things going on there. Lauren, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, before I let you go, one more time, remind folks of the details of what's happening at Maggie Daly Park.
Maggie Daly Park Explore Minnesota pop-up is going to be in the park from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and you can visit exploreminnesota.com to learn more.
All right. I'll hit you up next time in Duluth. I don't know if you're near there, but come on by, okay?
Close enough.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's take a break then more here on WGN.